Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
What if the songs of a culture could disappear forever? Frances Densmore of Red Wing, Minnesota, wanted to make sure they didn't. Frances was intrigued by Indigenous music she heard at the Chicago World Fair in 1893. Inspired by what she interpreted as Dakota and Ojibwe traditions near her home, Densmore began documenting and recording Native songs. Frances traveled all over the state, but often up north near Ojibwe nations. With the support from the Smithsonian's Bureau of American Ethnology, she recorded over 2,500 songs from more than 30 tribes using a hand-cranked wax cylinder recorder. Her work spanned over several books and hundreds of articles, helping to preserve traditions that often rely solely on oral history. In her later years, Frances Densmore received honors from McAllister College and the Minnesota Historical Society for all her contributions to preserving Indigenous stories and songs across the state.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.